This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some in the crowd cheered as Uvalde, Texas School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo got fired last night by unanimous vote.
Mr. Board President, I move that good cause exists to terminate the non-certified contract of Pete Arredondo effective immediately.
School Board Secretary Laura Perez making a motion to fire Arredondo. That sound from the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Uvalde School District's embattled police chief has been fired following allegations that he made several critical mistakes during a mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The district's Board of Trustees voted to dismiss Chief Pete Arredondo, who has faced criticism since the May 24th massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Officers armed with rifles waited in a school hallway for more than an hour while the gunman carried out the shooting. Arredondo has tried to defend his actions, telling a Texas House committee that he did not consider himself to be the incident commander on the scene. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Republicans are slamming President Biden's decision to reduce or eliminate student loan debt. It's an insult, they say, to those who've paid their debt and those who didn't go to college. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says he's delivering on a campaign pledge by canceling $10,000 in student debt for millions of Americans earning up to $125,000 and up to $20,000 for those with the greatest need. The White House says some 20 million will have their entire debt erased. At the same time, the president says he's extending the pause on loan payments one last time through year's end.
The number of dead in a Russian rocket attack on a train station in Ukraine is up to 25. Two little boys are among the latest victims, 6 and 11 years old. This is AP News. The latest now on R. Kelly's trial. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Defense lawyers for singer R. Kelly are trying to portray a former merchandising agent as a liar at Kelly's trial in Chicago. Former R. Kelly employee Charles Freeman says Kelly offered him $1 million to recover a VHS tape. Kelly's lawyers say Freeman is an extortionist who demanded the money or he would go public with the fact that it was a sex tape. Freeman is testifying under an immunity agreement and admitted he had told lies about videotapes connected to Kelly. Freeman conceded he had kept copies for 20 years until police threatened him with arrest for possessing child pornography. Kelly is facing charges that include child pornography and obstruction of justice. Margie Zarletta, Chicago.
Actor Anne Heche will be laid to rest in a Los Angeles cemetery alongside many Hollywood legends, says her family. Her body was cremated and her ashes will be placed in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.